Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Purdue, I had Syracuse. Ugh. That was Pitt was asking not to cover that game.
Yes.
And like they gave up. Oh, that was fun. 3 seconds to go in the first half, punt return for a touchdown by Syracuse or by Pitt. I was like, okay, I know where this thing is headed. And probably my worst bet of the weekend, Old Dominion. Woo.
That
was I wrong on that one? Holy smokes. James Madison, for those who did not see, won 63-27 over Old Dominion. Old Dominion was a 1-point underdog, so yeah, pretty wrong on that one.
I thought the Ole Miss Georgia game was going to look like the fourth quarter looked, where I thought both teams would kind of slog it out, and nope, that was just going to be a we are just going to score every possession game. Dead wrong on that. I mean, I'm wrong on Tennessee. I still contend what infuriated me about that was they get the ball down to like the four and they got up and tried to run a play. I thought he should have taken his timeouts because he had two. I thought take one with 31 seconds left because then they were going to be able to run it two times. The way that they basically planned it out, they got one run, had to take the timeout, and then the entire stadium knows that Aguilar is going to have to throw it here. To me, like, that game came down to the safety and to the pick six, but and then the one that just the other two that just dead wrong. And you warned me on Friday, but it was too late. I'd already bet it. Dead wrong on UNLV, and then dead wrong in South Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't say South Carolina because I kind of split the difference because I had a little under, but yeah, South Carolina. It was one of those bets. If you wake up on Saturday morning and I was doing the tailgate show and I'm like, I don't even want to give this one out on the show. I was like, this is wrong. This is not the right side at all. And yep, it was right. It was, I was right. It was not the right side at all.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we get into the list, we'll talk more about the ALCS. We've now got the World Series set. There was a game and a half of Monday Night Football last night. I guess there were two. So we'll talk about that. Nick Saban's got some interesting comments that I want to discuss, and then we'll take a look at those lines from week 9, or should say that are coming up this week. We'll do all that during hour number 2. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Right now, the 48th anniversary sale is going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're celebrating 48 years of yeses, and that makes Robert Irwin Jewelers the number one place to say forever. It's going on now through October the 25th, and you can take 48% off of engagement rings. They also have other anniversary specials going on, like the 3/4 carat lab-grown diamond earrings. They're on sale for just $248. The 3.5 carat lab-grown diamond halo diamond engagement ring is available at $34.48. The 3 carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets are only $948. Also at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you can ask her now and pay later with financing options like 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. To celebrate the 48th anniversary sale, take 48% off any one item in store. All items are while supplies last. You need to see a store for complete details. You can shop at Robert Irwin Jewelers in the Bartlett Town Center off Goodman Road in South Haven, or the Diamond Showroom on South Perkins across from Laurelwood. You can always shop online at rijewelers.com. Hurry, the sale ends this Saturday. That's October the 25th. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Let's get into the list. The Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, it was Springer's home run in the seventh inning last night to give the Blue Jays a 4-3 lead. They hold on after a couple of threats from the Mariners. They win Game 7. They advance to the World Series. And, I mean, Tim, I am in one of those categories of, like, I don't think I don't love what the Dodgers are doing, but I don't find myself, like, truly livid because I wish my team would do what they're doing. The only thing that really annoys me is I don't understand why they can just do this deferred payment thing, but the truth is everyone could do it. They're choosing to do it. It just seems insane to me that you can go and offer every Japanese like elite player, hey, here's $1 billion, but you don't get it for another 15 years.
Yeah, it's pretty advantageous, certainly. And I think someone told me they've already, because of all the ad revenue and all the money they're bringing in from Japan, that they've already made up like basically all the money and then some that they're going to pay Shohei down the road.
Yes, so, that's correct.
What was it? What was his deal? 10 for 700?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a
bargain. But I think he makes 2.5 each season?
2.5 for the first, well, the first 10, and the rest of it is deferred money.
So the funny thing is the Nats did this, and I think, I mean, now they suck, so it doesn't really matter. But when they were good, they had a hard time getting some of the bigger name guys because they were always doing the deferred thing for the Nationals. They signed Max Scherzer to a 7-year 210, and it was $15 million for 14 years.
Did they do that with Strasburg too? Did I hear something about
almost
that?
Almost everything they do is deferred money. So I think they're going to be paying Strasburg for a long time. That is a that contract did not age well.
Yeah, he got a title out of it.
Yeah, that was worth it. Everything's worth it.
And he beat cheating.
He did.
Remember, he was the one that figured out.
He was tipping pitches.
No. I think
they had figured out that
he said, yeah, I was tipping my pitches. But really what he'd figured out was he'd figured out their signals for the cheating. And so he had a thing where like he would tap his glove and basically he would change this. Basically him and his catcher were playing math. Like they would
the taps were like yeah, hey, like, we're not yeah. actually doing this. So we're like switching
if his catcher would put down two, he'd tap and that would be like, okay, I'm actually throwing a fastball. Or he'd like if he'd wipe up, it was up one, down one. Like, yeah, it was awesome. He beat the Astros like at the peak of the cheating scandal.
Yeah, he's kind of a crazy situation where he was a badass during that postseason run, and then he just got hurt, and it was tough.
Well, he has this weird career where he somehow, it feels like he both delivered on the incredibly, insanely high expectations, and yet his career still left you wanting more.
Yeah, I mean, he never won a Cy Young. I mean, he finished third in Cy Young once. He was a couple-time All-Star. And he was MVP of the World Series. And he had one of the more memorable debuts of a phenom that we've really ever had. I mean, being at that game June 8th of 2010, I mean, it was a Tuesday night between two awful teams.
I remember
it was the Nats and the Pirates.
I remember also it was one of the ones where it was such a big deal. Remember ESPN was like they just out of nowhere just started broadcasting it.
Right. And he struck out 14 and it just was an incredibly memorable night. And then he got Tommy John later that year and it was just kind of out of sight, out of mind. Then he reemerges. Has the great year in 2012. Then it was the shutdown. And everyone, how dare you shut him down? This is ridiculous. And he's had a couple big moments and none bigger than the playoff run. But, yeah, I think the Nats ownership will be paying him for, like, another 15 years or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my whole thing is it's like the Dodgers don't do anything that I wish that my team would do.
Here's the thing about the Dodgers that's frustrating. Because not only do they have all the money and the biggest payroll in the sport, But also their farm system is insane because they have Andrew Friedman.
Correct. They're so well run, like, and they have more money than everybody.
Yeah, that's like, not only do they buy the best players, they also cultivate the best players, or I don't know if they're the best farm system. They're one of the best farm systems because they took, Friedman was with the Rays, right?
Yes. Hand up. That's on me. My bad.
And it's like, oh yeah, here you go. We'll get the guy who got the Rays to the World Series, and we'll now give him all the resources he could possibly ask for. So go Blue Jays. Get it done.
Again, I know it's a seven-game series, and hey, they beat the Mariners. I just feel like if the end goal for everyone is beat the Dodgers, I mean, what, they're, what, the Dodgers are like minus 250?
Somewhere in that ballpark, yeah.
I mean, they are a heavy underdog, but I just felt like I felt like this team's more equipped to beat the Dodgers than I felt like the Mariners were. The Mariners, to me, felt like they got everything out of what their actual roster was.
Especially offensively.
Yes.
I mean, with the pitching staff, that's my biggest concern right now with Toronto, is how much they had to lean on their starters coming out of the pen, which a lot of them don't do. I mean, between Gausman and Bassett coming out of the pen for the first time in, what, 15 years for them?
I just felt like every time I watched a Blue Jays game, I go, that guy's a reliever now? And they're like,
no.
Yeah, I was like, no.
No, he started
yeah,
3 days ago.
Correct. I was like, I just felt like that was like, because, like, that's the thing about baseball is, like, when, especially if it's like an American League East team, I'm not watching a lot of those games. George is watching them because his team's in the AL East, but it's like, I was just like, I just did not realize all these guys. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. They're putting them in the bullpen.
Well, and that's the thing about the Dodgers this year. Their bullpen is a nightmare. And
correct.
That's the weakness, but they're righting that wrong with Sasaki back there. And I don't know if you can have Blake Snell on this ridiculous pace, just don't take him out. Like, the only hope that the Brewers had in game one was that Blake Snell got taken out of the game and they took him out, and they almost won game one because of that.
Anything else World Series preview?
I love the story of, I just, it's kind of cool to see Vladdy Jr. I forgot that Vlad played in the World Series. Big Vlad with the Angels, right? Was it the Angels?
That would have been my, because I was going through Vlad. One of my favorite all-time moments was before they tore down Turner Field, my dad took us to an Expos Braves game, and then me and my brother went down and got autographs. And then, you know, it's only the road team. That's how it used to be. Like, you could go watch road BP.
Right, yep.
And I came back, and my dad's like, what the heck is a Vlad Guerrero?
I misspoke. He played for the he lost the 2010 World Series with the Rangers.
So he was gone in 2011? Because I remember that World Series.
But 2010, he was pretty good in 2010. He was an all-star in 2010. He was a Silver Slugger winner when he went to Texas, and then he played for Baltimore, and that was the last season.
All-time bad ball hitter.
Oh yeah.
All-time.
I just, like, Vlad reminds me of Baseball Tonight, middle of the summer, early 2000s, and you hear, you know, Steve Berthume or Carl Ravitch come on and tell you that Vlad Guerrero, while the Expos were 30 and 47, hit another two bombs tonight or something like that.
I want to talk about this with you. DraftKings. So my buddy Ryan Glasspiegel, who now writes over for Front Office Sports, because you and I don't think have talked about this, but he is reporting this. DraftKings is currently in acquisition talks with Railbird Exchange, an upstart prediction markets platform that recently gained federal licensure, a source told Front Office Sports. Financial terms were not known, and a deal has not been finalized. According to a spokesperson, quote, DraftKings speaks to a variety of companies regarding various matters in the normal course of business, and it is our general policy not to comment on the specifics of these discussions. The thing that I want to discuss about you, how seriously is the desert taking the predictive market? Like, so Kalshi? Oh,
Kalshi, yeah.
Kalshi, there's Poly Markets.
I'll be honest, man. I think there are people who know more about that than I do. I know. I'll just say this. I don't think there's not, like, DraftKings has an office in Vegas, but DraftKings is not, you can't bet DraftKings or FanDuel here in Nevada. There's a pushback on the two big boys to come into the state. The old guard is kind of protecting it a little bit. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the predictive. I that's maybe a question I should ask, because Derek Stevens, the owner of Circa, comes on my show every Thursday. So it's actually a good question to ask him, because he's always obviously in tune with all of this, owning not only a casino, but owning a sports book as well. And a sports book that is now live in your state, I believe. Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's north. I don't think Circa's come in yet.
Yeah, it's in Kentucky.
But. So Ryan writes this, that front office sports reported that FanDuel has had talks with partnering with Kalshi, the exchange that has grown in prominence in sports prediction markets, including via collaboration with Robinhood. Shout out the Grizzlies jersey sponsor. No deal between FanDuel and Kalshi has been completed. Football season is by far the busiest time of the year for sports gambling, and industry sources believe there will be a flurry of activity, whether by mergers and acquisitions or strategic partnerships, as it approaches. Quote, every major sportsbook is lining up to partner with us, one source told Front Office Sports. Sportsbooks are regulated state by state, but prediction markets like Kalshi operate with federal licensing. That means they're available in big states like California and Texas that do not have legal sports betting. In sports, Kalshi offers championship futures, golf and tennis tournament odds, and single game winners, aka money line bets for sportsbooks. Sources have said it's only a matter of time until they delve into the point spread, player props, and parlays. Gaming boards in legal sports states, sports betting states, have protested the advent of the prediction markets, which aren't subject to the same regulations and taxes as sports books. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess at a certain point, it's like, I mean, they have to, like, you have to apply for a gaming license, right? Like, that's my whole thing is, like, I don't. Then did you see where Ryan also tweeted out last week? Do you realize most of the, remember, like, when we were talking about Illinois, how they're going to have the extra tax on a bet, like the 50-cent tax?
Mm-hmm.
That all ties back to the governor, and there's an owner of a sports book that basically has, like, a vendetta against FanDuel and DraftKings, and basically he's bought off the governor, because that was the whole big thing. Did you see where the governor won, like, $1.4 million in gambling last year?
Yeah, I did see that.
You know what we mean. Like, it's fascinating how, like, it can just be just such a pissing contest. Let's go with Nick Saban. All right, I want to get your thoughts on this. So Mark Schlabach over at ESPN has a story. Former Alabama coach Nick Saban said he isn't surprised by the recent string of high-profile firings in college football because fans and alumni who donate money to programs are more influential than ever thanks to name, image, and likeness deals and revenue sharing. There have been 9 in-season firings at FBS schools this season, including 6 at programs in the Power Four. Quote, you know, I'm not surprised because everybody's raising money to pay players. So the people that are giving the money think that they have a voice and that they're just like a bunch of fans. When they get frustrated and disappointed, they put pressure on the athletic directors to take action, and it's a way of the world. So I think this is what's interesting. These people have always been influential because that's what passing of the hat exists. What I actually think is more interesting now, it feels to me like athletic directors are willing to pull the plug because they're simply worried about who will show up the next week. It feels like more decisions are made based on, oh my God, what's our next home game going to look like?
So I thought Bud Elliott of CBS made a pretty good point. I don't know if you heard it on the podcast. So he does the Cover 3 podcast with Danny Cannell, Chip Patterson, and Tom Fornelli. And, you know, Bud is very piped in. I think he got his start with Florida State.
Yeah, he used to run the scout. like the team site. Then he went to On3, and then On3 was bought by CBS, and then he wound up with CBS.
So the point he made was
he's with SB Nation in there somewhere too.
Right, yeah, but he's been with CBS for a little bit, and I thought the point he made was a fair one. And to your point about what's next for Florida State from an attendance standpoint, he was like, "Well, the remaining games are Wake Forest, Virginia Tech." He's like, "Those are dud games anyways. They play Clemson on the road, Florida on the road, so they already had their big home games. It was Alabama, and then it was Miami, and then I guess Pitt, but you know that was a dud of a performance." So I think that's a fair criticism to ask. Now, I also think Florida State, and I think he brought this up as well, Florida State, unlike Florida, hasn't been passing around the hat because they beat Alabama in week one, and they were undefeated going into their showdown against Virginia and top 10 in the country, and they still had hope that they could right the ship in early October. But it is kind of a unique way to look at it, because I don't know how Wisconsin continues to say, "We're backing this guy." Did you see some of the images from
Saturday? There's a couple of contextual things to remember. So for whatever reason, in the year 2025, Wisconsin's student section basically has to go one in one. Like, they have to file in single file. This has always been a complaint. And so when they have a game that starts a little bit early, I mean, that wasn't super early. I think it was the 2:30 game.
Yeah, it was the 2:30 Central game, yep.
If you were watching kickoff, you were like, "Oh, my God, look at that end zone." And then by the second quarter, it looks a little better. But, I mean, by the second half, the only people that were there were Ohio State fans.
I do wonder if – did they do jump around?
Spirit of full disclosure, I had turned it off by then.
All right, I'm actually watching it. Yeah, they – I mean, it's just become a mock fest. Like, I'm watching it right now. Somebody tweeted it out. It's just Ohio State fans jumping up and down, laughing. I mean, it's almost to a point where if you're Wisconsin, you got to be like, "Hey, man, I know this is our tradition. We're down 34-0 or whatever it was heading into the fourth. We cannot play this thing because all it is going to be for the opposing team to dance on their sideline."
Well, I think what's interesting about that, because we got the letter of support for Fickell from the AD, also urging people to donate, basically like, "Let's spend our way out of this." I believe it was Bud that also made the point that might have been self-interested.
Yeah, and I think that was also a fair point where it's like, you got to remember, too, a lot of these ADs are tied to the hip. Like, they made that. I don't know all the ins and outs of Chris McIntosh, the AD there, but I think it might be a both are gone situation.
And so that there was that question. I had heard that Wisconsin wasn't moving on simply because Fickell was trying. They were trying to do like a Fickell gets a new job. Like, let's, because I do think they like Luke Fickell, the man. And I think that they think he's done right by them. Like, obviously it's not working, but I think they would like to have it end that way. But I almost wonder now, like, is it even possible?
I don't think it is. I mean, they're a 33-point underdog this weekend. They're not Purdue. They're a team that was in Rose Bowls like less than a decade ago. And you could argue, well, that was because they played in the Big Ten West. But like, buddy, when you've been outscored 71-0 in back-to-back home games, and now you got to go to Eugene where Dan Lanning apparently is drooling from the mouth at just massacre teams, like, that's not going to be fun on Saturday.
Well, I guess this is the only other thing I would say. Who, like, to Nick, like, who do you think has been unfairly fired? And I get it. Nick is a coach, and he's like, there's a fraternity. I get
James Franklin, I'm sure he would say, has been, in his eyes, was unfairly fired, and I know he said that on the set of Game Day.
But, like, do you think Sam Pittman was unfairly fired?
No.
Do you think Mike Gundy was unfairly fired?
No.
Do you think Deshaun Foster was unfairly fired?
Definitely not.
Do you think Brent Pry was unfairly fired?
No.
Like, I
Sunbelt Billy, I don't think so either. I know he won his last game, but it was like, well, we have a bye week. We've got Georgia. We've now got the money. Thanks for winning your final game. Adios. Like, I think James Franklin would be the only one. But when you build up the whole season, you lose to Oregon, and then you lay back-to-back losses like they did, I understand why they made the move. I don't know. I mean, it's just one of those things. Sometimes voices go stale, and clearly it happened there. Look, I'll say this. I've kind of turned – when you look at the jobs that are available, let's just use Wisconsin, for example.
All right.
If you're Wisconsin, would you take James Franklin?
Oh, I think this is what's also interesting. How many schools are not going to consider James Franklin that should have?
I think every school except – I think every school open right now should consider James Franklin. James Franklin – I'll say this. The only school that I would say shouldn't consider him if they fire their coach is LSU, because LSU is pretty much – at the James, Penn State's higher because they made it to the playoff last year. But like, if you're Virginia Tech, hell yeah, 9 wins a year, maybe on the cusp of making it to the play. Like Virginia Tech, Wisconsin, you know, I know Florida fans probably think they're better than James Franklin, but.
Well, I mean, there's also an argument you should kind of want your team to consider James Franklin because $8 million of the contract is going to be paid for by Penn State.
Right, and that's what I do wonder. Is James Franklin, I don't know. I mean, he's kind of an egomaniac, so he probably will want the most money possible. But, like, what if he says, hey, we got offsetting money going on. Pay me little. I'll pay my staff more. We'll have more NIL money, all of that. I think James Franklin, and from the sounds of it, he wants the coach, right? That's what he said.
I to me, that was – all I thought watching Saturday was this is like he basically was laying out what his introductory press conference would be like. He was giving.
Is he going to have suitors? I mean, he's going to have multiple suitors, right?
I don't know because I wonder on some of these like
where
I will say this when he showed up, see if you agree with this when he showed up on game day on Saturday that to me did not say he's got something lined up.
I don't think – I think it was – no, I didn't watch it. I saw the clips.
Yeah.
I think it was him saying, hey, I don't want to go into the media. I'm ready to keep coaching and, like, call me. I don't think it was I'm ready. I've got a job lined up. So let me ask you this
right,
real quickly.
So but I guess we're basically saying the same thing because the way I interpreted it was I'm open for business.
Right.
To
and
which
– I think if you're like, let me ask you this. So Florida just fired Sunbelt Billy. I don't think he would win the press conference there. I think their fans,
right
or wrong, think they're better than James Franklin. Virginia Tech, I think he wins the press conference, and I think they're geeked if they get James Franklin.
I agree. I also think, though, that I'm with you. I think we're getting closer and closer because I think Shane's not going to be able to keep Sellers.
I think Shane Beamer, I think if I made a bet today, Shane Beamer's a head coach of Virginia Tech. I wouldn't have said that when they fired Pry. Why is Jeff Brohm not getting mentioned for more names, for more jobs? I think he's a really good coach.
Why is Kenny Dillingham? Because I think it's because they're both at their alma maters. Because there is also.
Clark Lee, too. Clark Lee's at his alma mater. Like, at some point, look, James Franklin, he was at Vanderbilt. He didn't get him to this level. But, like, if you're Clark Lee, you have proven now I can get Vanderbilt to this level. Imagine, like, if I'm Florida, Clark Lee's my first call.
The only thing I do wonder about Lee is how much of this is Diego.
That's fair. He had some rough first couple of years. He was, I think, entering his fourth year on the hot seat.
No, last year he was definitely on the hot seat.
But so if you're Clark Lee, though, right, do you recognize that and be like, I got a role because I got some, they have a NFL tight end. They have, I mean, they have some players.
They have players, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This cycle's going to be pretty, because some big boys leaving, obviously, right? This isn't going to be Lincoln. This is, well, we've talked about that, right? That was the 21.
21 is Lincoln leaving for Oklahoma for USC. 22 is.
And Kelly left Notre Dame. Kelly left Notre Dame.
22 is, or whatever, 23 is Saban's retirement, where, like, all these buyouts are because of Saban's retirement.
Mike Norvell.
Norvell, but, like, I mean,
Sark.
Some got big buyouts that are sticking. Like, you know, Sark and Lanning stayed, but they still got massive buyouts. I don't know.
Wonder, you know who I wonder is going to be a package deal somewhere? Jed Fish and Damon Williams. I could see them being a package deal somewhere.
Well, I also wondered about Franklin, because you know about this. What if Franklin could finally take, like, the victory lap and dance on Loxley's grave and take Maryland?
I mean, that's not crazy. I mean, he was the coach in waiting once upon a time at Maryland. And then he went to Vanderbilt and then took the Penn State job.
I've wondered about that. I don't know. I think what is interesting about this cycle is seeing who the actual candidates are going to be. Like, do you feel any better about who Penn State's coach is going to be today than you did?
I have no idea who they're getting, because everyone just said it's Matt Rhule. And it's like, okay, is that something that's going to excite that fan base? Like, it makes too much sense. And now they just lost to Minnesota. Like, if they're 7-5, 8-4, good luck winning that press conference.
And, like,
and I know that doesn't matter, but,
like, my thing is, what happens to Florida if they don't get Kiffin and Drinkwitz? Is it just going to be Jed Fish? Like, I'll ask it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Jed Fish would be a better hire than James Franklin? Because I agree with you. Florida's, I don't think, going to do it.
No. I've kind of come full circle. I enjoy poking fun at James Franklin because he's...
His personality makes him an easy target.
He's an egomaniac, yes. And when he was down at the Orange Bowl, he was talking down to Marcus Freeman, and Marcus Freeman was like, all right, buddy, win something first, and then, you know, they lost that game. That all being said, if you're Florida and James Franklin's like, I'm going to win you guys 9 games every year, maybe we'll make it to a playoff, they should be like, hell yeah, dude, I'm in. I don't think they'll do it. But someone's going to, if he's motivated, someone's going to get a pretty darn good coach.
No, I agree with you. All right, let's take a look at this week's lines. We got some big ones he's already mentioned. He wants to talk about Oklahoma and Ole Miss a little bit more. But let's talk about the lines for this week when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Tim. So if you go and you look over at the college football tab, we have games midweek and whatnot, but it basically everything starts on Saturday. There is no team that is playing that's even remotely interesting this week during the midweek. We got CUSA, we got midweek CUSA, we got a little fun belt on Thursday. We have Cal, Va Tech, Boise State, Nevada, and then North Texas, Charlotte. All right, so when you take a look at Saturday, what has caught your eye?
From a situational standpoint, BYU going on the road to Iowa State.
As an underdog.
As an underdog. And this will be the ninth time this year that a unranked team is a favorite against a ranked team. It happened this past weekend. As we remember, Duke did not win or cover against Georgia Tech. But that is a pretty tricky spot where Iowa
I feel
State,
like also half of those games have involved Duke in some fashion.
Yeah, they were. Did they close as a favorite against Illinois?
Yeah, they were a favorite against Illinois.
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of that one, too. But yeah, I think that from a situational standpoint is certainly interesting. I'm not saying that they're going to lose Alabama, but man, we talked about this earlier in the show. How much they got left in the tank? I mean, you talk about a stretch of at Georgia, revenge spot against Vandy, and a good Vandy team, at Missouri, third Saturday in October against Tennessee, and now, before your bye week, you got to go to South Carolina, and South Carolina has been a disappointment this year. That one just screams, like, doesn't it scream it could be kind of ugly late and then Alabama pulls away? It's not a night game. It's in the middle of the afternoon, 3:30 local kick. But that game kind of jumps out to me, just how weird is it going to get? And then lastly, I'll say, what do we get in the A&M LSU game? You know, where is LSU at right now? Right? You mentioned Garrett Nussmeier playing well against Vanderbilt. Are they – I was just texting with my buddy Jimmy Ott, who does a radio show down in Baton Rouge, and he was talking about – I mean, the fan base is pretty much all checked out.
Oh, they've spiritually fired their coach.
I mean, he's 5-2. I mean, that's the thing. It's like Ed Orgeron got fired, what, a year after he won a national title?
So they have 2019, 2020, and then he got fired in the middle of 21.
Okay. So didn't get two full seasons.
Correct.
So I would say those games. And then lastly, I'll say, once again, situationally, Arizona State just beat big bad Texas Tech. And now you're back at home. You've got Houston coming in. Willie Fritz as a dog. I think Houston might poke a scare into Arizona State. And I always wonder, too, when, like, a quarterback comes back from injury like Levitt did.
Yeah, it's the next week.
What's the next week going to be like, right? How hampered is he going to be in that next game? Because I give that dude a lot of credit. He was running. He didn't look hurt. And I do wonder about, you know, how Levitt's going to play that second game after the injury. I mean, he threw 47 times.
I think the other things, there's a couple other things that I find interesting. It's weird that Vanderbilt was favored against LSU, and my brain said, that's right. Mm-hmm. Why am I in my head thinking, I'm not sure they should be favored against Missouri?
Because Missouri has more offensive firepower than LSU?
And, do they? Like, I think we think maybe
Who has the better quarterback? LSU.
LSU has the better quarterback.
Who has better running back? Missouri.
Missouri has a better running back. I still think LSU probably has better receivers.
Who has a better offensive line?
I mean, Missouri eightfold.
Right. I don't know. Vandy's one of those weird teams. Like now that they're in this new world, right? They're hosting game day this weekend. It's just, you know how my brain works, and I'm just like, I'm having a hard time. They were fun to back when they were this pesky dog, and now they're the favorite again for a second straight week. Like, Missouri's a good football team, man. And so is Vanderbilt, though. I'm not trying to shortchange Vanderbilt, but it's like, we're talking about Vanderbilt making the playoff and Diego for Heisman. Anytime this touches three, it gets scooped. I will say that. So just note that anytime it touches three, folks are coming in and taking Missouri.
I think I have found the stinkiest line of the week.
Ooh, give it to me.
Have you looked at the SMU Wake Forest line?
I already bet Wake Forest.
SMU is favored by 3.5.
Yep.
That line reeks.
Sandwich spot, too, for SMU, right? We're going to talk about it tonight on VEASAN Primetime. Revenge for the ACC Championship last week at Clemson. And then next week, SMU, who, by the way, undefeated in ACC play, hosting Miami.
I know this is across the country, but what did Indiana close against Michigan State? 27.5?
27.5, yeah.
I know UCLA is going to have to travel across the country.
UCLA is going to get mollywopped, I think.
25.5.
It's a big number. It was 23.5 look ahead, open 24.5. So a little bit of money's coming on Indiana. It's the body clock game too, right?
Yeah, that's an 11 a.m., yeah.
And Cignetti, the bully, he's probably upset that they didn't cover against Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's really hard in conference games to just lay four touchdowns.
Especially against a UCLA team that's 3-1 since they fired their coach.
Okay, we're going to have to get on the page here. We'll close with this one, because you asked me, could Arkansas do it against Auburn? Are you aware that line has moved to 1.5 in most places in favor of Arkansas?
I do, yeah. I bet it at a pick yesterday. I know you're the anti Hugh Freeze guy on the show.
I know, but I think their defense is really good, and that is a team that all they have to do is be able to run the ball. Like, this is, to me, this is not dissimilar to the Baylor game. Sawyer Robertson's a good quarterback. I think we all agree on that.
Oh, yeah.
Taylen Green's a good quarterback. That is a good offense. That is a horrific defense, and that was a pretty comfortable win for Auburn.
But where's the mindset of this team right now after just four straight? I mean, they've had their guts ripped out. Four straight times. I mean, I guess Georgia wasn't maybe a gut-wrenching loss, but they should have beat Oklahoma. Then they have that ugly game where they're still kind of in it with... I mean, they've lost four straight games by 10 or less.
I think I'm going to emotionally hedge. I think I'm going to see how big it can get.
Are they going to make a quarterback change?
We sure Ashton... that's the thing. It's like, if it were telling me it was Deuce Nice... But the option is Ashton Daniels. Arnold's better than Ashton Daniels.
That's not the option. Yeah. I mean, you got it. At some point, Hugh, don't you got to play the kid and say, hey, we're playing for the future? Because Deuce Knight's going to roll, isn't he, if they fire Hugh?
I don't know what his contract is, but that's I would suspect.
I would think he would.
I think Deuce was very expensive.
Oh, I know he was expensive because Notre Dame had him for a year, and then they didn't have him.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story. Tim, did you see Woody Johnson found a microphone?
I did see that, yes.
Quote, it's hard to win when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got. Do we know if he was talking about Madden rating, or is that just his son that cares about that? If we can just complete a pass, it would look good, Johnson said of his team's predicament. I'm just saying, I don't think it's more than just the passing game not getting going.
To start on the sideline?
I would stick with it. If you're committed to we're doing this like the Lions did, I think people are very quick to forget it sucked. Like, Dan Campbell took over play calling at one point that year, and they were god-awful. Like, it was terrible.
Didn't they cover, like, five straight games?
At the end, down the stretch, they were but that's also because they were getting, like, 17 points.
Right, yeah, they were really bad.
All right, my man, have a good rest of your week.
All right, brother, see you, man.
That, of course, is Tim Murray. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.